You might be expecting me to begin with words such as when I was in Assisi last Sunday, and I would hate to disappoint you. So when I was in Assisi last Sunday, I went to a somewhat unusual service. And by the way, I didn't know that you'd had an Assisi-themed sermon last week when I prepared these thoughts, so we will get back to the lectionary next week. But when I was in Assisi last Sunday, I went to an unusual service, the rebranding of a former cathedral. There is in Assisi a rather beautiful church of Santa Maria Maggiore, which used to be the cathedral of the town, still was in St. Francis's day. And it's the setting for a famous incident quite early on in Francis's life, when he's a young man in his early 20s, and he's beginning now to show seriously the symptoms of what his parents and his friends and the townspeople undoubtedly thought of as his religious mania. He's going into remote places to spend a lot of time praying. He's trying to rebuild churches down in the valley, and he's been stealing cloth from his father's clothes business to sell it to be able to buy stones for this rebuilding enterprise. Well, Father was not at all pleased and brought Francis before the bishop in front of the Cathedral of Santa Maria Maggiore to disown any further parental responsibility for them in a formal act in front of the bishop. The sources all tell us that Francis's response was to take all his clothes off, every stitch, and to hand the bundle of clothes back to his father in front of the bishop and say, "There you are, that's all that I still have that I have from you. I now have nothing of my own." Nulla de proprio in Italian, which is the slogan of the rebranded cathedral. If you see pictures of this event, famously painted by Giotto, for example, you see the bishop modestly extending his cope in front of Francis so that you don't see anything. And apart from concealing Francis's nakedness, it's an intriguing piece of evidence that Francis may already have been in some sense under the protection of the bishop, even at this early stage, as a kind of recognized, if somewhat crazy, holy person. I have nothing of my own. The cathedral's now known as the Sanctuary of the Taking Off of the Clothes, Santuario della Spoliazione, and it was rededicated as such last Sunday. It's going to be run by the Capuchins, ceasing to be a parish church. Now, I have various not entirely positive reactions to all of this as I was taking part in the service. For one thing, I was rather sorry to see another parish church in Assisi going out of general practice and being dedicated to some thematic aspect of the life of Francis. It's a sort of thematification of everything that lives and moves in Assisi, and I'm a bit sorry to see another step on that road. Though good luck to the Capuchins who are going to run the sanctuary, because they don't have anywhere of their own to run like that in Assisi yet. And then there's a slightly naughty part of me that was trying to think, what Collector Pislin gospel would you choose for a streaker Sunday? And I can leave that question with you, and you can come up with suggestions. I've got one or two ideas. And then there's the sheer sense of anxiety almost in the face of what Francis was doing, just committing himself to a life of absolute poverty, of having nothing. And that's something you slightly, most people, including me, find uncomfortable, living as I do in a world in which people have a lot of things, which I myself have a lot of things, which I'm very attached to, particularly books of various kinds, and how alien and difficult seems the notion of having nothing, nulla di proprio, nothing of one's own.